And finally, here at the Vatican, Pope Benedict dedicated his weekly address to two key figures in the early church today as he addressed thousands of people in the Paul VI Hall. Catherine Smyboat reports.
In his current series contemplating some of the Church's first apostles and evangelizers, the Holy Father's catechesis this week featured the example of a married couple, mentioned six times in the New Testament.
We consider a married couple, Priscilla and Aquila, who played an active part in the early Church, and particularly in the ministry of St. Paul. The apostle first met them in exile in Corinth, and then again in Ephesus, and finally in Rome.
Pope Benedict says it's clear the couple were dear to St. Paul and were earnest and effective in spreading the good news of Christ and his saving work. The Holy Father holds the pair up as an example of spiritual devotion and said that they're proof that Christian spouses are a foundation of the Church.
At Ephesus, they instructed Apollos in the feast. And in every city, they opened their home to the local Christian community for worship. Paul praises them in his letter to the Romans as his fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I, but also all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks.
Pope Benedict notes how this remarkable tribute by St. Paul bespeaks great influence of this couple in the Apostolic Church and reminds us that we ourselves have received the faith through the witness of countless committed Christians like them.
Priscilla and Aquila show us the important role played by married couples in the life of the Church. Every home is called to become a domestic church in which family life is completely centered on the Lordship of Christ, and the love of husband and wife mirrors the mystery of Christ's love for the Church, his bride.
The Pope's prayers for more evangelization for Christ's kingdom were heard prior to the audience itself, however, when he met with pilgrims from the Lombardia region of Italy, here to accompany their bishops for their ad limina meeting.
La Chiesa che vive in Lombardia.
The Pope spoke to them about the vibrant faith as lived by the people of this region and the important role the Church plays for all society here. He again underlined the necessity of each Christian's task to spread the good news, especially amidst a more consumerist and hedonistic, secularist and individualistic culture. He said that the resources to overcome this can be found in the family values of this region's people and encouraged them to take action in defending these, as well as to promote a culture of life and to aim for greater conversion of heart.
Trasmettere la fiaccola della fede alle future generazioni.
The Pope recognises that it's a difficult task, but that we can find consistent comfort for it in God's words when he tells us that he'll always be there with us until the end of time.
Upon all of you, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
At the conclusion of his audience address, the Pope imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd. I'm Catherine Smyboat.